You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Six months, 82 games, and finally, the postseason is here. First up, the SoFi NBA Play-In Tournament. For this, the rules are simple. Win to get in. Eight teams battle to earn their playoff spot in a win-or-go-home style tournament that is bound to be full of highlights, excitement, and drama. There's no better way to set the tone for the playoffs than this, so make sure you don't miss the action. Watch TNT's coverage of the SoFi NBA Play-In Tournament on April 16th and 19th on TNT, True TV, and Max.
Juju, is that a onesie?
Yeah.
Oh man, I have, I have a Christmas onesie. I'm gonna go get it.
Wait, go put it on.
I'm going.
Should we do our episode in onesies?
Yes.
I don't own a onesie.
Yeah,
Wow.
I have a reindeer onesie here somewhere.
I have matching like pajamas, but it's not a onesie.
I don't wear pajamas.
Go put them on.
Go do that. Yeah, I'll go do that.
Why does pajamas feel like a Christmas thing? Like, it feels like you have to wake up on Christmas Day in pajamas, right?
Right. I've never woken up in pajamas ever.
Pajama pants for
one
sure.
Time.
Maybe a regular t-shirt, but you gotta have
the
pajama pants
the
on.
Flannel, like, but with like a plaid, red plaid.
Like an Old Navy special from 2004?
Yes, exactly.
I imagine Witty has PJs for every day of the week.
Probably. They're probably very fancy.
Day of the week on
he keeps it. He keeps like a monocle in the pocket and it has his initials on it.
Is it the one that comes with the hat that has like the little poof at the end?
Yes. Oh my god, 100%.
But then how does he keep his hair gelled under the hat?
It's a wave cap.
I know he can't hear.
Juju, I like your onesie a lot.
Thank you. I love marijuana. Huh. Like a Maui Wowie.
Did you guys buy Christmas presents for people in your family? And if so, who is the hardest person to shop for?
My mom.
I'm reading Witty's message. I didn't laugh at that.
Witty just told us to fuck off in the chat.
Oh. Because I think I said he can't hear us, and I was going to say something, but then he texted he can't hear. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Billy just showed up in an all blue. Let me see what it is, Billy. Is it? Oh, it's a snowman that looks like a salt shaker.
Oh, yeah.
Is it a salt shaker?
Look like Young Jeezy, the snowman.
It does. Burr.
Is that a hole cut out in the midsection? Nice, Billy.
Does it have butt flap or front flap? Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Has anyone ever used the butt flap before? Like, I feel like you should just take your onesie off if you need the butt flap.
There's no butt flap, but the idea of it is funny to me. It does have little feet, though.
Oh, cute.
Nice.
Wait, is that Jack Skellington or is that just a skeleton? Show us your foot again.
My foot? No, it's a snowman.
No, I don't think it's a Nightmare Before Christmas.
No, but look, doesn't it look like Jack Skellington with like
the top
pattern?
Yeah, top.
Yeah, it looks like a skeleton snowman. What's this? Is that a Christmas movie or a Halloween movie?
Both.
The Christmas is in the title.
Yeah, I'd say it's both though.
But it's scary. Like Halloween.
It was
they torture Santa. That movie really scared me when I was younger because of the Santa torture scene. I was like, oh my god, this is horrifying. How do they let children watch this?
Yeah, we all made it through, right?
I suppose so. Chris, what did you get your mom for Christmas? And was it shoes to replace the ones that your dad stretched out when we played tennis last weekend?
I got her, like, my wife helped me out. And because the good thing about getting married is, like, it's just gifts from both of us now. So my wife can kind of, you know, handle a lot of the creative gift giving. And then I can just put my name on it. I believe we got her, like, a nice set of wine glasses. I hope she doesn't listen to this. And nothing too exciting. I think I still need another thing. I still have to do shopping. I'm running behind. Are you guys done?
You still need to do shopping?
Yeah, I have to do, like, a little bit more.
There's a point of contention in my house about the fact that when you get married, you know, the wife is thinking more about the family and, like, likes to pick out things for certain people. And, like, I just kind of come in.
You just look over your shoulder like your wife is listening to you.
Yeah, she's looking at me. I come in last second, put my name on it. Love you guys. Thank you. Like, amazing. So there has been a point of contention in my house about that where I just kind of come in and sign.
You don't like the way I do it is, like, I handle my dad because I kind of have a feel for what he would want, and she handles my mom because, like, she's just better at that.
What'd you get your dad? Can we talk about what we got our loved ones? Well, loved ones that wouldn't listen to this, obviously.
Yes.
What did you get your dad?
I got my dad a really cool, because my dad has terrible golf attire, so I'm trying to step my dad's golf attire
up. That is true. And tennis.
I got him a good golf shirt and some nice golf balls. It's pretty lazy.
It's a very dad present. Golf. Anything like hobby related. Yeah. Like, oh, you like to mow the lawn? I'll get you something for the yard. Yeah. Oh, you like to fish? Here's a fishing shirt. Yeah, exactly.
What are your guys' hobbies?
Sound in the back.
I don't feel like I have enough hobbies. I want a hobby.
I bake. That's probably my number one hobby.
Too many hobbies.
Too many
hobbies. What does that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean?
I get into too many things, and then I don't give one thing enough attention to actually like see it.
What's your most random hobby that we?
I build keyboards.
That's random.
Oh, you guys saw that with the keyboard. That is pretty random, though. I do build keyboards.
What are other hobbies of yours that you have too many of? And by the way, do things take away from your keyboarding making ability? Because like you said, you can't give out anything your full attention. So like, could you be better at making keyboards? Because I will admit, you know, and I'm a bit embarrassed to say this, I've never built a keyboard. So I don't know what goes into keyboard building and if you could be better or worse at building keyboards. To me, it seems like you just put the keys on the keyboard.
You just plug it in, man.
Yeah, I build them from scratch. So I could be building more.
Scratch?
Like you order on Amazon a bunch of like
keys. Yeah, you send it like I buy the case. There's a plate underneath the keycaps, the switches inside that actually you press down.
Are you like searching Amazon? You're like, this is a good L.
No, the keycaps come together. So this keyboard that I was showing you right here, everything together is about $450.
For a keyboard, you can get one for like $30.
Yeah, but it's, you know, it's shitty. And I build it myself, and I'm on a computer 9 to 10 hours a day typing. So you might as well do it in luxury and in style and in comfort and, you know, make it look cool. And
you also
fingers know the difference.
You also said you play guitar. I'm going to need you to go get your guitar and play it for us.
Yeah, play us a Christmas song.
I have is Abuela cooking back there? What's going on?
I would have taken care of my kids. She's trying to watch them as me and mom
work. Abuela daycare.
Abuela daycare. She can barely see. So it's okay.
Right behind
my,
you.
Those are my Cheerios. Doesn't know what I'm saying.
Don't you not hear also?
So yeah, I don't have my guitar stuff on me because we had a big show this past weekend and I left it all there.
Sorry for cursing. Why weren't we invited to the big show?
It was like a Christmas show for kids and I was playing like with the jazz band. So.
But Christmas, since we're going to be off, do you mind, Lewis, doing a video of yourself playing a Christmas tune for a guitar so we can post on social media?
Yes. Wow.
I can do that.
Wow.
We love you, Lewis.
Thank you, player.
What are your fun hobbies?
Those are my fun hobbies. I play video games. But this is becoming like an interview about me. So let's
do any of these hobbies sound appealing to you? Could you take up guitar, keyboard building, video games?
I've always loved the idea of playing guitar, but not really good at it.
You love the idea of it, but not love the practice and hours and hours and hours of practice it takes to actually do it.
I think my dad got me once a little like, it's like a half-ass, probably cheap-ass little tiny like ukulele thing that I would just try to, strum a guitar? What do you do with a guitar? And I would play around, but it's hard, man.
Strumming it.
What'd you get your wife for Christmas?
Me?
Yeah.
It's a good question.
Socks.
You haven't done it yet?
No, I have, and I had to order it to my parents' house because
is she there right now?
I don't know where she is. I got to be honest with you.
She was here,
but then at one point she texted me saying, "Hey, do you want anything from Starbucks?"
And I got the same text from my wife too.
Me too.
Do you think they're having?
Is this how we find out that you guys are married to the same woman?
I'm good.
You know,
I don't
Starbucks.
Want
wow.
How do you guys feel about when you text? I get this feeling with my wife the most. If you text something and you just get a K, how do we feel about the K?
Worst shit ever.
It depends on context. It depends on context.
I hate you forever in my personal record.
Because my wife she's a big okie dokie person. So you can't set the standard.
I'm an okie dokie person too.
You can't set the standard for okie dokies. And then once you hit me with a K after okie dokies, it's like I am in trouble.
It feels like no matter what you say as a reply for okay, it can always be construed as too short and too snippy, right? Because like if someone texts me and tells me to do something and I say okay, K, okay, like if that's all you're saying, it could it could be mean no matter what. Unless you say okie dokie. But okie dokie could be sarcastic too.
Okie dokie, I imagine people are like skipping when they say it. I imagine happiness, like okie dokie.
Can I admit something? And this will be awkward. I got a response from Jessica like a week ago that I was like, is she mad at me for something? And I don't remember what it was. I'm trying to remember what it was, but I was
maybe I was mad at you, Billy. Let me go find it.
I was like, did I do something? Like, I
want. You probably sent me a long block of text and I just said, okay.
let me see what it was. But I remember thinking, well, were you mad at me about something? I want to start the new year out right, and I don't want to have any beef.
Airing of grievances.
Billy, I'll say the most mad we've been with each other.
Ooh, good idea, Chris. Billy, I don't think I've ever been mad at you.
Tony already knows not to ask this question.
Wait, Tony, tell us the most mad you've been at Lewis or Juju.
Oh, wait, what?
I've never been mad at them. I've never been mad at any of you. I've never been mad at any of you. There's no reason.
I've been mad at all of you jokers.
Well, about fantasy, we know that.
Juju, are you still in it in fantasy?
Absolutely, I'm still in it. And excuse me, I'm first place, and I'm kicking Mike's ass right now in the playoffs.
Wow.
And I heard y'all complaining about, oh, man, it's 14 people. You know, it's only 4 people make the playoffs. These sound like losers. I don't give a damn if it's 1 playoff spot. I'm going to win. So, take your rinky-dink teams. Jessica, I see you in the playoffs. You handling your business.
Well, if Anthony Mays beats me in the playoffs, I'm going to be really upset because I don't even know who he is, really. Other
fuck
than
Anthony
he
Mays.
Nobody knows who he
Cynophobe.
Is.
Exactly.
Fucking loser.
You're a real person? I just assume we made him up.
We did.
What if he was a composite of like multiple people tweeting and producing Amin's podcast and he wasn't a real person?
It's Amin and Zach behind the scenes just producing their own pod, but also doing a voice of Anthony Mays every time he comes on the mic.
Right. Ascertaining.
Everyone's afraid to say why we're upset at each other and we're talking around it. Get to arguing.
Okay, Witty, you tell us. What's the maddest you've been at all of us? You go first, Mr. Brave.
The murderer thing. I don't think Witty likes the murderer thing. I think
that's have to be fault. Honest. That's I don't fault. Like the murderer thing.
Bad for the brand.
Really?
It's not my favorite.
For the brand.
Why? Because it hits you close to home.
It's just I can't make a point without you accusing me of being a murderer. Yeah, well, I mean, we're all pretty weird.
Points. Don't make murderous points.
No. Everyone's got weird things about themselves.
Have pictures of dead spiders on our phone. Hmm.
True. That's dangerously that's close to slander.
Everything we say on this show is dangerously close to slander. That's what makes it funny.
No one's comparing you to a murderer.
Am I next on the list? Who's second most likely to be a murderer?
Billy.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, for sure.
Very obviously going in that direction.
For sure.
Is it because I'm killing the game?
Actually, Roy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that's
about
Roy before
that's
Billy.
A good shout. It's a good shout.
That is a good. Roy's going to murder all of us for talking about him while he's not
Roy
on this
hits
episode.
Me with a lot of okays. Like a hard okay he'll hit me with. And be like, hey, this is not okay. And I'm like,
what's proper okay etiquette?
There has to be an exclamation point.
No,
not for me, Clive.
I think you got to put cool behind it. Like, okay, cool. Or
yeah, give me some
okay, cool. Gotcha.
No, because I do that, and then you guys say that I'm mad. All of you have gotten. Have
Juju likes the 100 signal. I like when
no,
I get that.
No, Juju has like Juju has variants. Juju has he gives us with a yuzzer. I enjoy those.
Oh yeah,
enjoy a yuzzer.
Yes.
I enjoy the full variety of Juju okays. Capital O, capital K. That's all I got for you. But Juju, he's got variants, and I love them all. Big fan. Shouts to Juju. Strong. Shouts to yuzzer.
Our days matter, you know, no matter what you text me, I want you to know that I got your message and I'm happy to get it. You know what I mean? I got your back. Yes, Sirski.
6 months, 82 games, and finally, the postseason is here. First up, the SoFi NBA play-in tournament. For this, the rules are simple. Win to get in. 8 teams battle to earn their playoff spot in a win-or-go-home style tournament that is bound to be full of highlights, excitement, and drama. There's no better way to set the tone for the playoffs than this, so make sure you don't miss the action. Watch TNT's coverage of the SoFi NBA Play-In Tournament on April 16th and 19th on TNT, True TV, and Max.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I have an idea for this episode. Welcome to Mystery Crate, by the way.
Oh! Welcome to Mystery Crew.
I know this reference is a little older, but on Seinfeld, when they celebrate Festivus, they do an airing of grievances. Maybe we should do an airing of show grievances on this episode of Mystery Crate. Woody already started. He doesn't like being called a murderer. Billy, I don't know what grievances you have other than maybe okay etiquette, but I'm sure we all have some. So why don't we go around the room and air our grievances?
Yes, you know one at a time in a snake draft order.
You know what I don't like about okay? This isn't my grievance. This is just related to the okay. I don't like K-A-Y as a response.
Ooh, I say that a lot.
K?
K-A-Y is K.
Yeah. I don't like thumbs up. If I send you a message and you thumbs up my message, you lose my number.
Which do you hate more? The thumbs up emoji or the thumbs up reaction?
Right. Big difference.
Thumbs up reaction.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lose my number.
I think the emoji's worse.
I do the emoji.
The emoji's worse.
Really? The emoji's worse.
I should stop.
The reaction, you only have four reactions.
Do you guys ever passive aggressively do that to people? Knowing like this is
100%
message.
100 emoji.
See, that's
I'll start with my grievance. I hate waking up before dawn. I wish our schedule changed based on the rotation of the earth around the sun, because in the winter the sunrise is at like 7:30 and we're up at like 6. And I wish we could start a little bit later those days, cuz waking up around, you know, waking up at 6:30 in the summer when the sun's up, it's not that bad. You're like, okay, I'll get my day started. But in the winter, it's pretty bleak.
There's something, I don't like waking up, but there's something about once I'm up, I'm like, I'm glad we're starting early. Like, there's something about, I'm glad we're getting it done early once I'm up. I'm with you. There's nothing worse than that Monday morning 5:50 alarm. And I'm just like, okay.
Are you feeling that like at 35 minutes into the hour long drive, or is it after that that you feel that I'm glad this is the practice?
Usually, I usually feel kind of awake once I brush my teeth. That's usually the thing for me that like wakes me up. It's my coffee. I don't drink coffee. Once I brush my teeth, I generally feel a little bit more awake.
My grievance is the studio used to be filled aplenty with overflowing cafecito, and now it's not.
Mm. Why is that?
That's my grievance.
Yeah, what happened?
We used to have a guy named Beeple.
Yeah.
And we've obviously, you know, referenced Beeple Sauce a lot. And he used to always make cafecito for us, and that famous viral clip of all of us going crazy to Daft Punk's One More Time.
That's one of my favorite show clips of all time.
Just say Hildy's name, Tony.
Just say
No. It has nothing to do with Hildy. It's just a matter of...
Hildy does make us cafecito.
He does, but
we would have it every single day.
You want me to bring her in on the Zoom to kind of address this?
No, please. Yeah, let's ask Hildy.
You know what? I'll say that I'm Billy. Yeah, do it.
You'll say what?
You want to hear a funny story? This past week that we were in the studio, it was just a few of us, right? Mike was out. It was me, Chris, and Woody, and Dan. And, you know, we get a lunch order every week. And all of a sudden, there's a text that goes through that Chris Cody and Chris Whittingham get, but I don't get. And I'm like, he's like, hey, you want lunch? And I'm like, no, I'm good. But like, how do you know? He's like, oh, I got a text. And Chris, can you explain what happened?
I'm pretty sure Hildy, like, she has no idea who Tony is. Like, I think at one point she thought he was Billy. In this group text, it was me, Witty, and Mike Ryan in the group text. So I think according to Hildy, she thought that those were the, like, she's mistaken you for
everybody. I say hi to her every morning, and I usually tell her, hi, I'm Billy, or hi, I'm Mike.
Doesn't help.
I love that.
How insulting is that to you? As someone who's very fashionable and described my fashion as being fashionable for 2004, when you get called Billy, does it like cut at your soul?
It doesn't. What it does to me is it's like, it makes me feel self-conscious. And I know we already had the therapy episode, but it makes me feel self-conscious and a little bit sad that I'm not memorable enough for her to know that I'm Tony, not Billy, not Mike's, not a random
Maybe
face.
Don't say you're Aww. Billy and Mike every day then.
I don't. I always tell her I'm Tony, but it's gotten to a point where I'm like, no, now fuck this. I'm just going to make a complete mess of the situation and say that I'm Get Billy off. Every single time.
I have referred to myself as Tony to her as well. If she'll call me Billy, I'm like, no, Tony. And I'll have the mask on, so it makes things even more complicated.
You guys are mean. This is why you don't get cafecito every day.
Yeah.
How am I mean?
How do we expect that from her? We can't expect cafecito. She has a complicated job.
Yeah, Tony. She has a real
but
job.
But so did people. People had a job, too.
What was people's job?
Uncertain.
What was people's job?
There's lots of people before that we weren't exactly sure. Like, what did Gino do? I think
his job was to walk around and say, sauce.
Sauce.
Yeah.
He had a pack on. He had like a pack with a microphone, but maybe that was his. We had a long conversation about how he made vinyl records. You remember that, Billy?
Oh my God, those people were super.
No one has said what he does yet, though.
We're not sure. Bruce, we know, would play games on his iPad, but besides that, not 100%.
Bruce really didn't do anything. Yeah, I don't know what people did, but he just made coffee for us, and that's something that I do feel like.
He brought good energy.
It's a good grievance that you missed the cafecito. So I've said mine, Tony said his. Chris, I don't think you've said yours yet. Do you have a grievance?
These are all very safe.
What was your grievance, Jessica?
My grievance was waking up early, especially in the winter. Sorry. If we could just get like an extra 30 minutes, I'd be so happy.
I don't like when I say something stupid as a joke and Mike and Dan call me stupid. It's like we're doing a thing.
Ooh, Chris, like the one time I fed you a really like stupid joke. Exactly. What was that? I can't remember. And everyone was like, Chris, you idiot. And I was like, hee hee.
It was about looking for a bean.
Damn.
That was it. And my bit was combo that was bad.
And my bit was like Jess was like, oh, whatever she was doing, and I was like, I've never found the bean. And you know, obviously doing a joke, and Mike's just like, huh, not surprising. It's like, geez, you don't have to like, it's like, you know, what are you doing there?
Just,
I'm doing a thing.
For what it's worth, I think the audience really liked that bit.
Yeah.
You're a good teammate.
You don't like the dumb jokes versus the fat jokes.
Yeah, those do hurt more, actually.
Chris, when somebody calls you fat Chris, does that kind of sting?
Nah, because I don't look at, like, I know I'm not skinny, but I don't actually think I'm fat, so. You know, and generally it makes people that see me in public be, wow, you're not that fat. So that's like generally what I get.
Is that a backhanded compliment you accept, or is that something you're
I mean, I'm thought of as Fat Chris, and they've never seen me in person. So they see me in person and they're like, oh, you're not fat. And I'm like, thank you.
Has anyone ever been like, you're not that dumb?
Actually.
Okay, good.
I mean, I do say dumb shit. I'm not saying I don't say dumb shit, but generally I would say more than not, I'm doing a bit. But
Chris used to get mad at me because he has told me. Chris used to get mad at me because I wouldn't say you're so dumb on the air, but I did get caught a couple times giving a look to other people in the room when he would say something that was not the brightest.
It would be like I would be doing something and I look over to Billy. Is he going to say something? And no, he's just like either at Tony or Allison in the corner, just like giving a look like
me.
Just eye contact.
We all give a lot of looks, I would say. Chris gives looks sometimes. If Witty says something, one of his like fancy lad things, Chris will always do like a side eye like,
well, I'm generally, that's the thing. We're doing a thing.
Who do we all hate the most?
Yeah. It's.
I don't hate anyone.
You're so evil.
Juju's a lot of self-discipline there, self-control.
Remember, with the face remember when I told you that Billy was an evil cat?
I don't know what, y'all have been talking about stuff. I don't know who Peepo is. I don't know who the people y'all talking about. I have checked out. I'm back.
You're tripping out. You know Chino?
What's up? Who do I don't like?
You would love the old crew. Nothing against like the current crew. Well, there's no real current crew, right?
I mean, I guess Bob, the current crew. No, Bob is solid. Bob has been a great addition.
Bob is super passive aggressive. I love it. He's like, what, do you guys need a Reaper? I mean, I'm working, but I guess I'll do it. And I was like, all right.
Oh, please. Bob loves that.
All right, so you'll do it.
Okay. Bob's the Reaper.
Bob's the Reaper.
Jeez.
What?
Spoiler alert.
Lewis, yikes.
We already revealed that yesterday.
That's a no, God, no.
Fine,
that's a fine, brother. Just pay it directly to Witty. Witty will take
it. Yeah, that's at least 50.
That's at least 50 bucks.
I have agreements. Well, my job is social media, you know, and it's going pretty well. But certain members of the crew aren't verified on Twitter. And that is like S9, S10, S13. And I think that my boy Tony, my dog Chris Cody, my brother Billy Gill, and also my brother Luis, what's your last name, brother?
You want a Hispanic or an English?
Never mind. I think they all should be verified on Twitter.
Juju, you know, Gotti, I mean? As well. Juju Gotti as well. He's being humble right now, and he's not adding himself. He needs to be
I don't count. Too. But
oh, you do.
It'll make stuff so much easier for me to keep in line. Because I, you know, when Jessica says something about the show or Chris says something about the show, bam, pops right up, verified. Wow, see it. I have to dive through a lot of tweets to find you brothers' tweets, and that's a bit frustrating. So, can Metal Lark salute? We getting money now, baby. Let's do this. Let's get my boy Billy Gill, hashtag 10 Day Tony, and my dog Lewis, and big brother Chris Cody, verified 2022. Let's go.
Let's go.
That's a great point, Juju. Sometimes I'll be trying to tweet at people and then I have to double check it's the right ones because there's a bunch of people with the same profile picture as Chris Cody who right. are like Chris Cody fans, which is great. Like, salute to you, Chris Cody, but it does make things more complicated when I'm tagging people.
That's one of the standards Absolutely. For being able to get verified, right? If there's people out there, like, you know.
With yeah, imitating computer. You. Yeah. Someone did that to me once. It was really creepy.
Chris Cody. I like that
Chris
account.
Chris Cody is pretty funny.
One. It's a good yeah. account.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I saw that Texas A&M transition signed a guy named Denver Harris. If you guys had to have a name, if you had to change your name to a city, what would you guys pick?
Are we just doing a Casa Papel like ripoff, Billy? Is that what's happening here?
Sounds what? Like it.
Denver is actually a guy in Casa Papel, which is Money Heist for English yeah. speakers and
all the
Netflix.
All the criminals and Money
salute
Heist.
Salute to the professor.
Yeah, salute to the professor, big time.
I got tired of the professor at the end. I got to be
Stop.
Honest with you. A bit
You'd
much.
Be the professor. You'd be the professor in our crew.
What's that supposed to mean?
No, you know Witty would be the professor in our crew.
I would yeah. be Oslo.
You think? Even though you know what happens?
I don't remember which one Oslo is. I just know that was a name. Tony, this is going nowhere. No one's seen the show but me and
yeah,
you.
Yeah, nobody's seen the show.
Dragging this down. Yeah.
Kanye West, kid's name in Chicago. What about that, Chris?
Chicago? I could see that. Try and think.
Anyone named Austin?
My name would be the South of France. Is that a city?
Nice.
But it is, but it's a bit
nice.
Wordy.
They call me Guadalajara. Ooh.
Guadalajara.
Body.
If you're nasty.
Chris, what would you want your name to be?
I know. I probably should have thought of one since I came up with this topic.
Oklahoma City.
Hmm.
Oklahoma City Cody.
Houston. That's a good name.
Houston Cody.
Houston Nut.
Ooh. Honolulu.
Oh, honey.
Waikiki.
Waikiki's beautiful this time of year.
Sunrise.
Ooh.
Plantation.
Whoa.
Billy, looks like you got something from Starbucks.
Yeah, my Starbucks guy here.
You got something?
Mm-hmm.
Bro.
Bacon Gouda? Ah, the bacon Gouda.
Bacon sandwich.
Ah, the bacon,
bacon Gouda. Bacon Gouda's so good.
What's the best fast food spot in the Pantheon? What's y'all go-to fast food spot?
Taco Bell.
Chick-fil-A.
Used
Chick-fil-A.
To be Bojangles.
Taco Bell and Chick-fil-A, I'd say that.
Zaxby's.
Yeah. Zaxby's. Salute to Zaxby's. I see
Zaxby's
you.
Zaxby's is good.
You are somewhere out there and I see you.
The closest Zaxby's to Miami is like an hour and a half away.
Mm. What did you guys put on your questionnaires for fast food place? I put Portillo's.
I put
I gotta do that.
Is that a fast food place?
Y'all got a questionnaire?
We had to fill out little questionnaires about like what our favorite things are.
But that's a restaurant. That's not a fast food place.
Portillo's? Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It's fast food.
It's fat. There's multiple chain like a.
Yeah, there's franchises now. It's all over the country.
Hmm.
Yeah, Portillo's is always there's always been more than well not always but there's been multiple locations for decades. Hmm.
Whatever happened to them franchise like boys?
Them franchise boys. Oh, man. Actually, my partner's, like, transition. My partner, Buddy, and franchise boy, he just passed away. He had a little situation going on. Salute to him and his family. Salute to the franchise boys, my dogs.
Wow.
I have a gift of asking the wrong question.
Yeah, you do.
You're the Michael Jordan.
I really do. Billy, I have a family member who has this habit of texting our group chat something without reading what the most previous message was. So, like, sometimes someone will be like, so-and-so passed away, and then he'll just send a picture of, like, the dog doing something funny right after, and it's always, like, really awkward. And it happens all the time. And I feel like that's what Billy Gill does in our text messages all the time.
Okay, so I have a story about this.
And getting emotional. I was just thinking about it.
Okay.
I have a story about this.
Bacon.
Involving my family. So I have like, six cousins. And, you know, their significant others are all in the group also, and it's WhatsApp. And I never use WhatsApp for anything, right?
What's up?
But we have the cousins chat in WhatsApp. So I will check it once a week or once, you know, every couple weeks. Or if my wife tells me, hey, you should check it. They're talking about, you know, whatever. So I was going through it one time, and my cousin said, I don't know what he said, but I just like clicked the thing and I just wrote LOL, right?
You want to clear your throat? I feel like you're strong.
Yeah, are you good? This has been a really like snorty coffee episode of Mystery Crate. I kind of feel bad for people listening to
it's
this
all,
one.
It's all Billy Gill.
Unless we edit it out, in which case this has been a great episode of Mystery Crate.
Orlando Cody.
I got to be honest with you, Chris, like you may feel this too. Like, so I've been sick for a couple weeks and I have these cameos that are all coming in for people that want Christmas things. And I'm trying to get them out, but I'm dying saying it because I can't talk because my throat is just like fucked. So if I will go on past like a minute, I just start coughing and I'm dying and it's horrible. So anyways.
It's a little cameo.
I almost joined last week, but then I ended up getting really busy and I couldn't do it. But Addison was like, you should start your price at $20. And I was like, Addison, that's not the bid.
But stop, Addison. Calm down, Addison. We don't do that. You at least $100, ma'am. But at least I want to do my Grant Cody shit. Salute the cameo. My cameo been booming for the last week because unlike everybody else, I'm going the opposite route. If you want to insult your partners, if you want to tell them about themselves, you want to get some shit off your chest, cameo me. I'll do that shit for you. Happy holidays.
Have you broken up with any? Have you had to break up with anyone?
No breakups just yet. It's just been fantasy football stuff mostly.
Just to put a bow on the other thing so that we can move on. So I responded LOL to something that my cousin said. And then my other cousin was trying to coordinate this big family trip to Disney World. And
don't cry, Billy.
Was trying to coordinate this big family trip to Disney World for the new year. And was like, it'd really mean a lot to my dad who had a stroke last year. And the next response was my response to my cousin's comment that was LOL. And then it just kind of like went off on me. And I hadn't seen any of it. And like just went off on me in front of everybody.
Wait, what did he say? He yelled, he like was mad at you?
He said something like, I probably shouldn't be talking about this because it's not making things any
it's
better.
It's too late.
Yeah, but he was like, you know, this
is why you don't go off on someone who has a podcast where they just extemporaneously repeat things that happen in group chats.
Yeah. Witty just, salute to Witty. He just perked up extemporaneously.
I'm back. Back from the shadows. So what happened, Billy?
Well, nothing. My family's just, you know, in shambles now, torn apart.
Because and you put LOL to a text that wasn't supposed to be between the text that you actually wanted to
I'm
say
LOL. I'm clearly not laughing at a situation involving a stroke victim. Like, come on.
You got to do a reply LOL then on text and WhatsApp. Do you guys use the reply functions a lot in chats?
Yes. Yes.
Love the reply function.
But I did do that. And his like beef with me was, I don't understand why after I did this big heartfelt thing, you're responding to something that was, you know, like a week old and blah, 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 and like was going off on me. And I had a mean response back to my wife. Was
no.
Like, don't send
Billy.
That. Best
what did
you not
say?
Send that.
Did you write it out the whole thing and then like thought about it?
Yeah. Oh, how often like, do you? I love doing. I love.
How long was it?
And there's three different versions of it.
Like dude, this long, this long.
Billy.
Oh no! Like this, it was very direct and to the point.
Billy, get me on cameo and I read it to him. Your cousin for you.
Well, no, that's all right. That. We're good.
No, I love that.
Witty, did you ever do the old write a letter and put it in the drawer?
No, but I have written an email and left it in the drafts folder. I've like vomited out six paragraphs of just a screed and then left it in the draft folder.
I imagine you like walked out of your house. You're like, let me go for a walk. And if yes. I still want to send this when yes. I come back, I'll send it.
What I'll was do like regarding? A calm app meditation or something like that.
So you guys haven't mentioned a grievance that I think we all share and we've talked about before, which is the liking something in a group message when someone in the text message group is not an Apple user, because then it shows up as liked quotation marks
Hildy.
And then chunk of text.
Hildy's a big liker like that because she doesn't know. I don't think that Roy doesn't have.
Do we need to have the chat? Should we say, hey, Hildy, you know, on green text, let's not do this?
I think it's messed up that we haven't had the chat and we just... Yeah. What I do is I'll like the reply message of it saying this person liked
you
it.
You like
so just a somo chaos.
That's
just,
Billy I level like anarchy it. There.
They jumped on my throat on air. They hit me on air with it, so I was like, "Well,
all right,
let's get Hildy. Nobody got it."
All right, January 3rd. January 3rd. I'll have the chat with Hildy when we get
Thank
back
you.
In the office.
The cop is Cito for Tony also.
Yeah,
it's for all of us. It's for all of us. It's not
well.
Hey, Hildy, you do a lot of stuff around here, but there's two things you could do better.
Okay, but Tony and Billy are
the
constructors of their own downfall here, because you have been intentionally confusing Hildy about your identities from Steve the moment Martin that she walked into our office.
Yeah.
Steve Martin, he's also a prop comic.
Oh, to be fair, I haven't been listening because that's, I've been editing a podcast that we just published while recording this.
Jeez. Sorry.
Yeah.
Hildy or Tony started that game with Hildy. Here. And he no, you're not. You're,
right,
no,
that's
you're
what I'm saying. Yeah, it's you your own fault, Tony, that you, people don't know who you are.
It, and you asked me to
participate. What do you mean I told you about it? You were in the room when it happened. She called me Billy. And then you were like, no, I'm Tony.
You told me about it. I didn't decide to do this on my own.
She called me witty one time.
How?
I don't know.
What's happening here?
I didn't know what to do. I didn't correct her. I was like, yeah. And then I walked away.
She called me Chris once.
I was looking for the joke. I was like, what?
Did we mail this one in?
No.
Hmm.
There's a lot of heartfelt stuff there. Like, you brought up a real conversation with your cousin that led to the Gill family, you know,
tearing apart at the seams.
You know what we should have done? If we, I will probably never hear about this, but there's a chance that I might, so I probably shouldn't have said that. But I've moved on. I've moved past this. You know what we should have probably done for grievances? Anonymous grievances, and had a grievance box. Because then we could have gotten real grievances.
Is it too late to do that?
Nah. Why can't we just be confrontational? I don't understand.
You start. Tell us, other than the murderer thing, Woody, tell us what's on your mind.
Yeah, name names. Preferably.
Do you not like it when I send you things late? That's why I was trying to...
Juju hates it when we send him stuff late. I'll say that on Juju's behalf. We need to get our shit
frustrated. If your podcast is about to come out... Or, no. As soon as you record your podcast, shoot me the text message. But we just talked to goddamn Billy Corbin. We coming up Friday. I be getting them bitches on Monday, Friday morning, though. Salute to everybody, though. But, you know what I mean? Hey, I make it work.
Yeah, okay. So this... in terms of overall grievances, this is not directed at anyone. But I think in a similar vein...
Be confrontational, Woody.
Yes, but I'm about to be. I don't think we talk to each other enough.
I agree with that.
Outside of the show.
I think we talked to
each other. And I think this could help solve Juju's problem of not knowing what's going on. We should just be talking about our own shit all the time. You know, like, what do you got going on, Jess, this week on Off the Looking
Muffet
Glass?
Muffet McGraw. Wait, were you serious?
No, I'm just saying, like when you're creating stuff. Okay, cool. That's awesome. But, like, you know, I try to listen to all of our projects, right? I try and, like, give, but, like, I don't think we're, like, it's not a marketplace of ideas. It's not a marketplace of talking to each other. I think, you know, on Slack channels and on group texts, like, we should be, you know, having a love-in and talking to each other all the time and creating a real sense of community. I yearn for it. I want more.
Yes, I agree 1,000%. Me and Tony have had these conversations numerous amount of times. The camaraderie amongst us could be 1,000 times better. Let's go bowling. Let's go throw some water balloons. Let's go egg somebody. Like, let's be partners. Ooh. Let's be friends.
Did you came? Can
who should we egg?
Water balloons.
Skip Bailey.
Let's do water balloon fight.
Oh,
from the roof of the Clevelander. I like this idea,
Chris.
You know what I bet we could do? Since, like, a lot of times fans will go to the Clevelander outside at the bar and like kind of hang out and like hope to see us. Like, we could go to the roof of the Clevelander and charge ticket prices for people to stand down below at the pool and just throw eggs at them. I feel like we'd have a lot of people sign up for that.
What?
Super soakers.
I don't know, Billy. We're just doing a thing here.
Throwing things off the roof at people?
Yeah.
Sounds
water
illegal.
Balloons, eggs.
To do this.
That would have been one of those moments. If we were in studio, Billy would have looked across the room at Tony right there when Jess was just saying that. I'm with you, Jess. It's a good idea, but that's the thing that, like, I'm doing a thing. Billy, play off me, and he's just looking across
Chris,
the room.
Chris, you don't,
like,
think it's a good idea. It's fine.
No, I'll play. I'll throw. I was more dropping, rather than eggs, drop water balloons on people's heads. That's where I thought you were
but
going.
But it's like five stories. It's going to hurt.
No, it won't hurt. It'll be fine.
You're good.
But, Woody, to your point, like, what was that?
I'll take your word for it. Nah, it won't hurt.
Nah, it's not gonna hurt. You'll be fine. But it almost feels like it's like an old guard, new guard thing with, like, I'm take me for example. I'm coming in this wide eyed, like, oh, look at the possibility of content that we can get, and I can understand someone who's been in the show for 15 years being like, yeah, we've done all this shit, and it's like, now that we are migrating into a new platform, and now that we are our own pirate ship, our own thing, like. Yeah, it's just reactivating that, us talking to each other all the time and just actually being friends.
Yeah.
Not just
right?
Coworkers.
Well, friends.
You know what? Sometimes I'm sad, you know?
Why are you sad, Juju?
Aww.
sometimes it's life, and everyone's so mean on social media. And all I do is read social media all day, so I don't have like a filter. And then when it gets time to me to watch a football game or something, I often find myself sad. Sometimes I need a friend. Can I have a friend and you guys?
Yes.
Yes, Juju.
You know I'm your friend. Also, Juju, my favorite part about that is that you're on social media all day reading like horrible messages most of the time, and Dan's like, all right, bring them to me. We're right. Just like, part of your job is to like find the worst one so we can get to he's that guy.
Right. I have to drink to find he's that guy's.
Man, I've taken to muting every single thing that comes my way that's negative. I'm out on feeling like anyone who says like even like a mildly negative thing. Like someone made a joke to me recently about saying, hey, you should like grow out your widow's peak even further so it can grow to your eyebrows. And I know they meant that as a joke.
Oh,
I just
muted
that person. I just like, no, you're not in my life anymore. You're out. Like, everyone's out. You say one negative thing about me, unless I know you, you're out.
Awesome. I love
that. That's a good policy to have. I like that.
Murder. I love that shit, though.
He just muted Chris Cody.
We should check and see if that guy's still alive.